give your name the highest praise, Yahweh. Yahweh, we lift up your name, oh high. Come on, let's lift up the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh, we have come to gather in your name, Yahweh. We have come to hear the word preached unto us, Yahweh. Let our lips be open. Anoint our ears, Yahweh. Anoint our eyes that we may see and hear and perceive your word, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray that you will bless all of those that are listening on the live stream, Yahweh. Those that are gathered with us tonight, Yahweh, to partake of this living bread, this true bread, Yahweh, which is the substance for our soul, Yahweh. Yahweh, we have come together to worship and to sing praises unto your Kodesh name, Yahweh. Let all things be done according to your will, Yahweh. Bless your man servant, Yahweh. Bless and anoint him and enrich him tonight, Yahweh, to speak your word with more profoundness, with more utterance, Yahweh, with a prophetic utterance, Yahweh, that our hearts may be stirred, that our minds may be pricked, Yahweh, that our hearts may be cleansed, that we may walk before you in a more excellent and perfect way, Yahweh. All these things we do ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Let the congregation say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
For your word is excellent, our Abba.
Yes.
We pray for your healing nurture among your people. We do call upon you, far brother. Brother Dolphus, you touch him mightily. And everyone that needs a touch tonight, little Jayla, little Megan, all of us. For we are in need of your strength tonight, our Abba. So touch our love that we may receive the simplicity of your Amat, your truth. And that we may adhere to your Torah with great delight. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We do trust you for the Yeshua, the victorious power in Yahshua. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my neighbor, may Yah strengthen us all tonight. Shalom. Yah bless you all. You may be seated. I do want to speak tonight. May Yah enrich us all and cause his mighty power to shine mightily upon the house of Israel. When such a time of perilousness that the powers that be that Yah has allowed them and loosed them upon a nation and a world that is blatant, disrebellious, walks in his own pride of sin. The sins are egregious. They defy the Torah of Yahweh. We know when a man defies the Torah, when he sins against Yah, then he brings a reproach to himself. This is a nation that sins egregiously against the Torah. For we know that sin is a transgression, a defiance of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And what religion has done, it has established some form of fleshly action that it constitutes as sin. Well, it is simply a filthiness of the flesh. And they're filthy, grotesque habits that we have. They're filthy, they're unclean, they're not profitable, and they're certainly not healthy to us. But sin is a defiance, it is a transgressing. It is a denial of the Torah life in Yahshua HaMashiach. Now that's sin. Now what man has constituted in the bylaws of the Baptists, the Methodists, or the Pentecostals, because sin to the Methodists is different than sin to the Pentecostals. And sin to the Pentecostals is different than sin it is to the Unitarians. But Yah tells us what sin is. It is when one transgresses the Torah, the instructions of the government council of Almighty Yahweh. And Yahshua has come to give us the strength of the counsel of Yah that we can rely upon it. That's why we need the mind of HaMashiach. We see many things that are transpiring in the earth today. Death, pollution, the mind of man. It is so seared today that it cannot even hear from Almighty Yah. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from all of their wickedness, their rasha, their vile, evil ways that seduce them away from the Torah of Yah, he said, then I will hear from Hashemayim. I will hear the words that have gone up unto me. I will hear from them, and I will heal their land. He will bring about the restoration that is needed. And the spirit that today that permeates the land, it is one of great defiance. It is one that has no hava for Almighty Yahweh. I'm telling you all that the messages during our Hag HaMitzvah, they were mighty messages. And my heart has been in tune with all of them as I think on the words and certain phraseologies that the brothers use. They're real today. We cannot forget these things. We cannot let them become elusive. We hear them and then we play around with them. They distract us from our fleshly actions. Then we say to those profound truths, I don't need that at this time. We must understand that every word of Yah is pure. And every word that He speaks unto us, He is expecting a reward, or He is expecting usury upon the word. So when He speaks to us, brothers and sisters, the words that course our love, our mind, the reality of HaMashiach become more vivid and more alive, then Yahweh is expecting usury, and that is an abundant, exceedingly abundant of fruit. If we do not bear that or bring it forth, then we are unprofitable and wicked servants. That is what this nation is. It is one thing that it is a wicked, vile, sadistic, hellish, bent nation. It is not intrigued with the instructions of Yah. It certainly does not delight in anything that Yahweh speaks to it. I want to remind us, I want to read this in Shema. As I, today, really I have no message. What I speak today is simply from the pages of the book. Nothing that my lamb was inspired by Yah to speak unto his house. It was simply that I opened the book and my eyes were intrigued by a profound statement in the book. And I want to touch on that somewhat tonight. And there are a few things I want to read to us as well. As we began to see the plagues over Mizraim, as Yah's hand began to be poured out upon them, you must understand He wanted them to know, and there will be no doubt that it was Him, the mighty one of Israel, that was performing these mighty feats that no man had seen before. And what He had done, or the previous plagues upon them until the point whereby the hell began to fall, it had never happened in the line of Mizraim. Man had no history of anything of that nature before the flood. That's all He had. And so Yah began to move mightily upon a people that were full of paganism, ritualism, idolatry worship, demology. That is what this nation is today. Deacon Bennett reminded us that we have been birthed in a sadistic Mizraim nation and Egypt. Yet we have not left those things behind that we should have left behind. They have strength in our love. We draw close to them because we like sitting at the flesh pot. We like excitement for our flesh. And what we need to be is renewed in the ru'ah of our mind, that we may follow the things that are lawful and right before Almighty Yahweh. But it was one thing when Yah began to pour His anger upon Pharaoh and Mizraim. Yet upon Goshen, the house of Israel, There was no damage done to them. He will not judge the Tzaddik in the same time that he bring Mishpatim upon the wicked. But this astounded me today when I read it. I want to read this in Shemot, chapter 9, 26 and 27. I'm going to read. It says, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hell. So the devastation did not overtake the children of Israel in Goshen. I was talking to one other day, and he was speaking to me concerning the man down the road that grow these peaches. He said, Pastor Robert, he has the ability, when it frosts, he has these huge windmills, and it keeps the frost off all the trees. He says he has this machinery there that it creates waves in the atmosphere when it's going to hail. It will be hailing all around his peach trees, but nowhere on his peach trees will any of the peach trees be damaged. It sends off this ripple effect in the atmosphere. It makes this kind of sonic boom. And no hail will fall there, but all around the peach trees. He said he had peaches last year, and he'll have them again this year. Now, I'm using that to show us that when the hail began to fall and it devastated Mizraim, yet in the midst of Goshen, it did not destroy the children of Israel. Yah was trying to show this man, and in the midst of showing him, he was hardening the man's heart. Do you not understand that when you rebel against truth, when you reject the correction of Yah, when His Word speaks to us vividly and personally, and we reject that, don't you know it is Yah that is hardening you? He doesn't intend for you to come to the spirit of that knowledge. And this is an ignorant generation. It's hard to tell us anything. It is. But it says this in the 27th verse. And Pharaoh he sent, and he called for Moshe and Aharon. He did not call for his soothsayers, his magicians. He called for the men. He called for Aharon and Moshe. And he said this to them. He said, I have sinned this time. Well, how did he sin? Well, he defied the Torah or the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. But we defy that, brothers and sisters. We sin. He said, I've sinned this time. I know for a fact that this devastation, the wicked is not going to escape. America is not going to escape. There were many of those that decried when that tremendous hurricane went through Louisiana. They said, quote, this is the hand of God, unquote. And I do believe that it was the act of Almighty Yah, His hand, to show the excellence of His strength. Now what happened other day with this devastation there in Virginia and Virginia Tech? Now because of the sympathy of people, they will say, no, they will attribute that to Shaitan. But I'm telling you that Yah is going to destroy the wicked. When a man defies him, he is going to destroy him. And we think that, well, they were not wicked. What were they? They were not righteous. You don't have to agree with it, but I know what I'm saying. They were not the seed of Israel. It is one thing that Joe, Sheen, Quay, or we, whichever way you want to not say his last name, he was not discriminated. He took out everything that he saw. Every ethnicity, every complexion of range of skin color, professors, young ones. Oh, I don't mark that. I have a great sympathy for the families in those. When I looked at the pictures of those that were just killed, I said he was a cowardly man, what he was. But I'm simply saying to you that Yahweh is going to destroy the wicked, whether we want to buy that or not. Now, everything that happened with Katrina in Louisiana, we had America decry that this is, say what you want to, they decry that. This is the act, quote, of God, unquote. Now, do we attribute these acts to Almighty Yah? Is he's going to rid the earth? He says he's going to rid the earth of the wicked. Well, the man will not adhere to the Torah of Yah. I don't care how voluptuous a woman may look and how beautiful her skin complexion may be, or how bright and intelligent the man may be. That constitutes nothing with Yah. It is not even worth dog's doo-doo. And that is the simple truth. Hallelujah. As he said to Ezekiel, Eskel, you go, you want the righteous, you want the wicked, you tell the Sudika man what he must do, don't turn. You want the wicked man, that if he doesn't turn from his ways, then I'm going to bring my wrath down upon him. America's wicked. She's raising up and breeding a form of a mutated mind in the children today, and they defy the standards of Yah. Their institutions, their school learnings, their higher degree of learning. It turns them away from the disciplines of Yah. It turns them away from the disciplines of truth. They become arrogant and boastful, full of pride. And they boast in their accomplishment. I worship Yah in Ruah and in His Emet. And I make my boast in HaMashiach. For I know that that purpose served on Calvary, it was to redeem the house of Israel. It was for that purpose. Pharaoh said, I sin. This is not a nation that will confess its sin. It is a nation that sins willfully. It defies everything that is truth. He said, I have sinned this time. He says, Yahweh is Sadiq. He is righteous, and I know it. And I and my people are Rasha. He said, we are wicked. We won't say that, will we? Mr. Bush will not say, I am wicked. And this nation that I govern, it is one of the most vilest, wicked nations upon the face of the earth. I was talking to Brother James today. He was telling me concerning the what happened in Iraq today. 157, it was literally 182 people that were blown in the smithereens. We as a wicked nation, we have gone because of our own covetousness. This is a nation that is grotesquely consumed with its own greed and its own covetousness. It cannot ever have enough. It will never be satisfied. And it will kill tens of thousands of babies in Iraq. It will rob the cradles of Nigeria. It will destroy the world's economies for the greed of this vile nation. And for us to think that there is no reciprocity, or if there is no consequences of that, then we mock Almighty Yahweh. Don't be deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. He is not going to be scorned. For whatever man soweth, he is going to reap. And what a nation sows, that nation is going to reap it. We're a nation that is full of depravity and sickness and sin. We're full of corruption, lies, and evil thoughts and evil imaginations that exalts itself above the height of the throne of Yah's jurisdiction. So we say to Yah, I will not. Pharaoh said, I'm wicked. And my people are wicked. For we know that Yah is Sadiq. Everything he does is righteous. You tell me that the hell came and destroyed many? You tell me that was Sadiq? You tell me that was Sadiq? You think that they did not die in that tremendous hailstorm? And yet it was Sadiq. You tell me Yah does not destroy the wicked? He destroys the wicked. And it's not because of their gentleness, or what we call beauty, or their charm, or their masculinity or strength. It has nothing to do with Yahweh. That doesn't constitute the beauty, nor the strength of Almighty Yah. When a man or woman rises up in that, it constitutes this hubris mentality, this pride. Yah will always bring down the prideful. He's going to destroy them. And what Yah has allowed in this nation above every nation, He has allowed the rule of the spirit of promiscuity, like He does with these lying, false, pseudo prophets. He sends the spirit of deception and lies, and they're taken under the delusion of those spirits, and they will lie, they will rob, they will cheat, they will commit adultery, they will defy the Torah of Almighty Yah. So He sends the Ruach. Hallelujah. So Yah has allowed this spirit of promiscuity to overtake a nation. This nation is full of whoredom. It's full of whoredom. It is an unfaithful nation. It is very unfaithful. It is not faithful to friends. There is no friendship in this world. None whatsoever. You can say what you want to. Mr. Don Imus, he strengthened and propelled many in their political careers. He promoted those that had written books. And they went to the bestsellers, New York Times bestsellers list. He had strength in the heart of many of them, although he was wicked. And they were wicked. I'm showing you the analogy, brothers and sisters. You go on that program, you're heard of all over the world. People know about you. You go on there with your book. And if Don Imus says, it's a wonderful book, read it. Same thing with Oprah. That people will read the books. And so people crave to get on those kinds of shows. Every politician wanted to go down Imus. Mr. Bush, he had a problem with women. When he went on Oprah, he kissed her. Even the demographics of the women, votes and all that changed overnight for Mr. Bush. Everything changed for the man. I'm sharing that to show us something here, brothers and sisters. So Yah has set this spirit in the midst of the earth. It is one of promiscuity because it is raising up a wicked army of death. Soldiers that defy Yah and those that their minds are not even capable of being reached for by the Yah. You can say, no it isn't, but that is the truth. So He's causing them to be birthed in strange conditions. And on the strange kinds of environments, their minds are twisted. Their minds are twisted from birth. They're depressed. They're Ritalin down and Prozac down. Their minds cannot function. They don't know how to function. They said that person that did that ruthless, cowardly thing that happened in Virginia, that he was on medication because he was depressed. When they began to pump that Ritalin and Prozac, it alters one's mind, brothers and sisters. It opened up a Pandora's box of demonic power. That is what it does. Yahweh says, as I read to us last week, if a man be sick, let him pray to Yahweh. And let him begin to search his heart. Don't you do that? If I'm sick, I want to search my heart. I believe that if Yah lays me up on my bed, it's for a purpose. I believe that. And so I want to search my mind. I want to search every aspect of me. I want to search what I've done and what thing is grabbing hold of me and bringing me in these positions whereby I deny the authority of Yah. So He's causing this generation and this people of this age to be brought under the power of the Spirit. And that's what it is, brothers and sisters. And they are producing a soldier or an army of soldiers that they have no social understanding. They have no expression of emotions. They do not express the very intrinsic things of Yah. Yah is love, isn't He? You say it like that. He is Ahava. We were reminded over and over, do we have the Ahava of Yah? I like that message. Do we have the Ahava of Yahweh in us? They're going to hate us in the world. They're going to hate us out of the world. Everyone that Don Imus had promoted, that he had raised up to a pinnacle, not one of them was set up for the man. It's one thing about a true friend that they will stand up for a friend. My brothers here, my friends, I'm not going to allow the enemy. If we go down, we'll go down together, Deacon Minnie and I. Come on. We'll go down together, Brother Charles. Come on, Brother James, be a friend. We'll go down together. I will not allow a friend to go down. Do you understand? Even if Brother Dell is wrong, I will still stand with him. I may rebuke him and reprove him, but I will not turn my heart away from him. I may have to watch over him and make sure he doesn't do it again. And if he does, I'll knock his head off. That's the way I will do it. But you will never do that. We're the friend of Almighty Yah. And we do what he commands us. And we do what he instructs us. If we don't do it, we're not his friend. We're enemies. We're enemies of Yah. And that's what this religious whore has done. She has prostituted herself in a way and made herself favorable because she's a well-favored whore. That's what she is. So she seduced your sons and your daughters because we have not laid down the power of Torah strength in our homes. I was reading an email from Dan Catlin. He was talking about his family. And we're going to send an offering. I don't believe in the message he preach or speak. But the works that he's doing out there helping the poor, it's a wonderful thing. And I believe the man does it sincerely. Hallelujah. And we're going to send an offering from this congregation to help him do that. That's all right. To help him. He feeds the poor. And the man is genuine in his approach, what he is doing. I truly believe that. I honestly believe that. I do. They have sent things to him against me. He will never send it out to others. He will always send it to me. He wrote me a letter one day and said, Pastor Roberts, when I first met you, I knew what you were. I would love to just come there and sit down with you and just rub up against you for a while. That doesn't mean nothing to me. You understand? When someone can recognize the gift of Yah, what's wrong with that? He said, I simply want to just come and sit down with you, Pastor Roberts. We don't send an offering to gain his favor. We send an offering to bless that because we know that is Sadiqah. It's right what he's doing. If a man is hungry, feed him. Even if your enemy is hungry, you feed your enemy. That's what you do to your enemy. You feed him. You feed a man, what can they do? When you sit down and eat, doesn't it change your whole perception about everything? When you're hungry and weary and tired, boy, your attitude is cranky. You haven't gotten enough sleep. I didn't get enough sleep last night, so I've been a little cranky today. I told Elder Martin I've been a little cranky. I don't mind confessing that. So I've been a little cranky. The brothers hurt me last night out there. So I didn't get to sleep. My body was just too jacked up. It couldn't relax. And so I've been cranky. Hallelujah, Sister Robert. But what the man is doing is a wonderful thing what he is doing. And so when you're hungry, you sit down to eat, then your whole attitude changes. You may be cranky, you get your belly full, you get a little more relaxed. And everything seems different. Even your thinking, your logic's a little different. Because your belly is full. So your thoughts are different. So that's why we need to eat the bread. That's why David said, feed me, Yah, until I want no more. Just feed me until there is no more. I want to read this out of Sirach. Let me read this out of the wisdom of Solomon. This is out of the Apocrypha. But I want to read this. It says out of the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3:10. I'm simply going to talk to us tonight, all right? Our internet is down. The live stream is down because we're doing it's back up. All right. Toda Yah. Bless you all then. We're doing a transfer to a new network or new server. It's larger. And the server that we were on, we were basically maxing out. And the man keeps going up on the prices. It costs to rent that space. And so Brother Allen found a server whereby we can put a lot of stuff out. And then people can come on and will not jack the price up. Because there are a lot of people that are coming to our website and visiting. I said to Brother Yosef yesterday, we were out in the garden and planting. I said, Brother Yosef, it's seen around the world. The whole world. That people come from all over the world to our website. I see it every morning. They come from Singapore, Vietnam, Korea, North, South, Russia, China, India, Malaysia. I see it. Every day I see it. And they come from all over the world. Europe, Africa, I see it. And I watch progressively as the numbers just keep rising and rising and rising. It's the work of Yah. It's the hand of Almighty Yahweh. We need someone, brothers and sisters, that will stand as a scepter of authority and will not be fearful of this wicked world and will call sin, sin. When one defies the Torah of Yah, they will denounce it and they will not be afraid to lose their life for the sake of defending HaMashiach. If you are afraid to lose your life for HaMashiach, if you have not given all unto Him, if you do not live and move and have your being in Him, then you are not a son of Yah. As we were all dead in trespasses, in sin, Yah brought this rebirth, this renewing of life to Israel by a true witness of His love, of His bosom, in Yahshua HaMashiach. And you're afraid to stand for that? Against a vile, wicked world that is corrupt, destroys you, your children, your husband, your wife, your family-oriented structure. I come against that. I stand against it. And I have no trepidation or fear as how the world will reject me. Because I was told they're going to love me, they're going to hate me, whether I'm with them or I'm against them. I'm going to be hated. And I believe that too. It was simple the way it was said, but I tell you, it resonated great strength. They're going to love you whether you're with them, they're going to hate you whether you're with them or whether you're not with them. As the old saying, the old proverb, you can't have your cake and eat it too. It says, it says here in the Wisdom of Solomon 3:10, it says, but the Rasha, the wicked, now this is what it says, but the wicked shall be punished as their reasons deserve. Who discarded the righteous, Sadiq man, and rebel against Yah? Now that's what the wicked does. They rebel against Yahweh. Wake up out of your drunkenness. They rebel against Yah. They defy Yah. And we know rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That's what it is. It's a vile thing. And this is a rebellious generation. They rebel against Torah. They rebel against Yah. And there's a witchcraft spirit in this nation. You know it's a witchcraft spirit because they will not adhere to Torah, the Emet, the truth of Yah. Who have bewitched you that you will not obey? This nation doesn't obey Yahweh. It doesn't even obey their God, as Elder Martin often says to me. They don't even obey the religious order, the structure that they are in. It is a vile, sadistic world. They disregard the Sadiq man. They have no honor for him. And they rebel against Almighty Yahweh. For whosoever despises wisdom and instruction is miserable. When one despises the correction of Yah, they are miserable. These young folks are there, they are miserable. They are miserable as hell. You may think that they're having a grander time, but when they despise instruction, they are miserable. They're looking for trinkets to fill the void. They're trying to find something to give them some kind of euphoric drugs and sex and every kind of misfitting thing. And they're miserable. That's profound enough to me. It may be from the Apocrypha, but it's profound. Their hope is vain. They have no teshuvah. Their hope is vain. They're going to be this and that and they never get nowhere. They go to college 5-6 years and become a secretary. How dumb that is. Spend all that money for that. Spend $200,000 for a college degree and make $25,000 a year. This nation is going to bring this nation down, those that are in power. I want to read something here in a minute. It's going to bring it down to a pitiful state. Their labors are unprofitable. They don't want to work today. They're lazy, they're shiftless, they're worthless because they got it from daddy and mama. But what is profitable in the work, they've had an example set before them. When you find lazy cows or lazy knuckleheads, it's because they've learned it. And that is the truth. You don't have to agree, but that's all right. Hallelujah. The pattern you set, that's what you're going to get. And their works are useless. It's not even worth having them. You say, that's all right. I'll do it. It's useless. You know, Brother Patrick, in the summer, we had the young boys mowing on the grass, and he would say, "Pastor, let me do it because they don't get it right. I like to weed around the trees, and I like the aesthetics of a place. If there's anything I get on the brothers, I get on Deacon Biddy about that one. Now, Elder Martin get on me about that one. That is the aesthetics, the cleanliness, the nice looking things. I water like that all the time. Not sometime, all the time. A reason why it should not be." Hallelujah. And that will cause my blood pressure to rise on that one. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. The kingdom, that you're not going to find one drop of dust there. It's going to be immaculate. Hallelujah. We have the kingdom power of Yah in us. And we got that kingdom power, we are immaculate. We are studious. We're stewards of the affairs of Yah. We can't be prayed around. They're useless. Useless eaters all they are. They're useless. It says this. Their wives are foolish and their children are evil. They're Yashar. They're wicked. And when Yah talks about Yashar, not Ra, but Rasha, he's talking about a vile, despicable one that blatantly defy his Torah and say to Yah, "I will not do it." And that's a wicked thing. He said that their wives are foolish and their children are evil. Their offsprings are cursed. They're cursed when they're born. They have no right of heritage. This is a nation that has no right. Brothers and sisters, it has no right of heritage. That's why you mamas and daddies, you play around and you follow. You better lay hands and pray. And constantly watch in the Ruah. Ain't no time to play around. No time to try to satisfy your covetous lust. Hallelujah. We need strong men today, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Will you try to reduce a man? Nah, I will show any man his corrupt ways that prevent him from walking in the excellence of Yah's power. And when a man realized that he began to see the excellence of Yah's strength, then he will shed off those carnal things that reduce him down to a feeble thing. That's what I will do. And I will never destroy the power of his manhood. Hallelujah. Because if I do that, then I destroy his head, Yahshua. That is the truth. For blessed is the barren woman who is undefiled, who has not entered into a sinful union. Who has not entered into a union because she lusts or just want to have some sexual proudness fulfilled. Just because she want to say, "I got a husband." Told her, my brother. Brother Dale talks about that a lot, boy. And they want to say, "I just got a husband." Now that's when he gets down on real hard. Believe me, he does now. You see, when we brothers are together. Yesterday I went out. I helped the brothers in the garden. I left at about 11. Brother Dale and I went out and took care of some business. I came back. I was hungry. I said to him, "I'm used to eating about 1:32. I like to eat that time." I was hungry. Et je vais jouer with you. I was hungry. And so I only ate a little bit, and then I went back to help the brothers finish up everything, make sure everything was aesthetic, clean, and polished when we left. Sure. And then Brother Dale, somehow, we convinced one another to do something differently, and I paid the price, all right? Hallelujah. And I did pay the price. He says, so don't enter into a sinful union just to say I got a husband. Just to say I got some kind of sexual relationship. He says, a sinful thing. She will have fruit when Yahweh examines her soul. Blessed also is the eunuch, whose hand have not done no lawless deed. Blessed is the man that says, I will keep myself pure and clean for Yah. I will not touch the undefiled. I will keep myself clean. I will preserve myself for the purpose of Yah until he see my being, my soul, and then he will supply. This is a wicked nation. It does what it wants. No one tells me. Who do you think you are? It is a dumb, sottish, wicked nation. And Yahweh is we're going to pay the price, brothers and sisters. Unless we are Yisrael in Gosha in this Mizrahim, then the storms of hell are going to overtake you. You're going to be broken down. You're going to be weak. You're going to be feeble. You're not going to be able to stand against the wiles of hell. Only in Goshen, where Israel was, the hailstones did not destroy. And yet Pharaoh said, I am wicked. I have sinned. I've defied Yah. We need to tell him that when we done our sin. I sinned against you, Yah. I sinned against my brother. I sinned against my sister. But our hubris pride will not allow us to do that. I don't need no pride. Don't have nothing. Don't want anything. Not a possessor of anything to be prideful. I make my boast in Yahshua. For he is the legitimacy of whom I am. Without him, I am less than nothing. Every action I do is vain. My purpose is vain. It's empty. It is fruitless. It produces nothing. The only thing that produces anything is what we do in him. And if it's not done in Yahshua, it produces nothing. He says, for special favor will be shown to him for his faithfulness and a place of great delight in the tabernacle of Yahweh. What a man, when one is faithful to Yah, there's a great delight in the tabernacle of Yah. He said, I will show him great favor. I'd rather have Yah's favor. That's why he says when a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has favor. Why? Because he has waited on Yah. And Yah has examined that man. He has examined his soul. And he has given him a jewel because the price is far above rubies. Jotan want to give you diamonds. Yah say rubies. He said, price is far above rubies. Come on, daughters, you want to be a ruby, not a diamond. You want to be a ruby. Hallelujah. See, a diamond shines, it's just false. It's almost like fool's gold. Well, Mr. De Beers has become rich off of that. Polish a stone and make everyone think it's worth $10,000. You take it out of his showroom, it's worth $2,000 when you get it home. Hallelujah. That's the truth. He said, oh, he has shown himself, I will give him a great delight in the tabernacle of Yah and the Bayit. For the fruit of tough labor is renowned. When you find someone that labor in the Torah of Yah, in the truth of Yah, in the Emet, he said, you will find someone that is renowned. You know what someone is renowned is? They have a reputation. If you work on a job and they say Dave Roberts is lazy, you're going to have a reputation. And so people are going to judge you. They're going to watch you to see if you're lazy. And they said, those words are true. And so the one has tough labor, they become renowned, they become known. Oh, get him. That brother can work. Oh, let's get that brother. Come on, that sister. Oh, I'd rather have her. No, let me work with her. Let me work with Miss Soa. Let me work with him. It may be apocryphal, but it's wisdom. And it's sound truth, too. We better work out our salvation, our Yahshua of Yah with fear and trembling. And we just don't fear Yah. This nation doesn't fear Yahweh. This falsehood, it was a great, hideous tragedy that took place the other day. This did not and will not cause this nation to repent. It did not cause Pharaoh to repent. He said, I'm wicked. And my people are wicked. And then as soon as Moshe and Aharon left, he began to reason in his own imagination. And Yah said, I know he's a fool. He hardened his heart even more. And that's what we do. We began to reason in our own imagination, our own thoughts. And it will never work, brothers and sisters. Yah's way is the only way. The way of Yahweh is the only way. And the only way you're going to understand the light of that way is in Yahshua. You're not going to understand it out of the old covenant or the renewed covenant. You must be in him. You're not going to understand this way out in some kind of religious walk. You're not going to understand this. He means what he says. But children of adulterers of whoredom will not come to maturity. Children of adultery, children born of fornication, children that are born out of the life of Yah, out of the knowledge of Yahshua, they will never come to maturity. There have been women that have committed egregious sins, and yet Yah has dealt with them. They have brought their children up in the fear and the nurture of Yah to create fear. Why? That there may be some maturity and life in them. This is an immature generation. This is an immature generation. Those that call themselves adults, they are immature. They're juvenile. They're childlike. There's no radiant reverence for Almighty Yah, no love for Him, no expression of excitement about Yahweh. I'm excited about Him. Hey, when I get up in the morning, I don't care if I'm grouchy or grumpy. I'm glad to be alive. Hallelujah. I am. I'm just telling you. That's why I have no problem singing to my Abba. And the more I sing to Him, the happier I become. When Yah says that a man is blessed, He's saying that man is full of my happiness. He's full of the light and the life of Yahshua. For the expression of that hope, it shines from Him. Because that woman has a hope. She has a tikvah. This nation has nothing. Yah, brothers and sisters, He's going to bring it down like a reeling Jezebel, drunken, with stack heel shoes on, her feet hurting. He's going to bring her down. She has sown to the flesh. She's caused you to sow. Sow your children. Mothers have sold their children unto more lack and more come. Offer their children unto the fire. I was saying to Brother James today, I say, I can imagine that fool, what he was. These video games that he probably spent hours playing them, and they lose all sensitivity. When I go to Walmart, this is my stop. I go to the fish. It's amazing because I was telling Brother Dale last week I bought 10 boxes of fish, $8.45 a box. I went back Monday, they were $10.97. So I didn't buy any. But my stop is the fish. I pick up the few things, some bread. And then I will tell Sister Roberts I will meet in the cloth. I will look in the bargain section if there's anything there. It'll take me for 5 minutes. I know what's in Walmart. Do you understand? Brother Dale and I were out yesterday. A woman said, you know, Walmart is a four-hour excursion. I say, man, what does she do in there for 4 hours? She's a sick creature. I will tell Sister Roberts I will meet her at the cloth. She will be back there by that time. She's rolling now. You understand, when I leave out of here, I'm back many times at 12:30. And the last 2 Mondays, I left a little late. I didn't get back to 1:30 because I'd like to get home. And so I will go over and look at the video games. I just look at them. They're so demonic and devious. They're so wicked and sadistic. And they draw and they play on the minds of these young ones. It is the controlling power of hell, brothers and sisters. Whether you're by that or not, I'm telling you the truth. These are demonic powers that are conjured by these nerdy kids that drink soda pop and eat Twinkie cupcakes all day. They play their grunge music, their nails are black, spike hair, tattoos all over their bodies. They're twisted there. A fun thing for them is spike coke. Putting coffee in coke. Their minds are twisted. And they call upon these sadistic powers and they draw upon this spiritual world. You don't have to buy it. It makes no difference at all. And they call upon these spiritual dynamics that these spiritual powers, they don't do it to everyone. It's only those that they can trust. So I like this one. I like this one. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. That is the battle. It is not some piece of clay thing you're wrestling against. And these powers impart that spirit into them. They come, they live. And they come up with these twisted things. Why? Because everything that Shaitan does, it is to circumvent truth. He did not dwell in truth, did he? So everything he does, he's trying to mimic or create something to destroy the image of Yah. But Yah made man. He made every being. And there's something about man that is reaching for this elusive thing that they call, quote, a higher power or a spiritual exaltation. It is Almighty Yah. He has put something in man. Hallelujah. And because he defies him and rejects him, he has given them over because they will not receive the love of the truth. And because they receive not the love of the Torah, he gave them over. He's given them over unto strong delusion that they might believe a lie. Is Shaitan the father of lies? Is he the father of lies? So they believe him, don't they? They believe him, and they don't believe HaMashiach. They don't believe the truth, brothers and sisters. So this generation, it has twisted their minds to where there's no sensitivity. None whatsoever. Our parents didn't know how to teach us certain aspects of love, but we were not a cold, distant child from our parents. I was not. She didn't have to hug me, but it was no coldness there. Hallelujah. It was a little light there. Spontaneity too. And so it's created this mindset like this fool. That's why he could just go. I was listening and they said it was such a laughter the man had. You could hear the bullets ringing, but see, they had a laughter that was just eerie. Then he got to laugh. I said to Brother Dale, I don't know, I think I just had to take a bullet because you might as well charge him and knock him down. If I show a little brevity, then old Deke coming behind me. Brother Randy, Brother James, Brother Dale, we might as well take him down. I believe I would have done that. You think if someone comes in here with a gun, you think I'm going to count down behind this? I'm going there. I'm just telling you. Hallelujah. He may drop it before I get there, but I'm going there. Sure I am. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not going to drop down here and run. She's going to get shot then. What about her? I'm going over them bitches. I'm going back to him. Sure I am. Come in here. Bam! Now, I'm just telling you. Hallelujah. Well, he'll kill you. He killed folks anyway, didn't he? Hallelujah. So I'd rather he take me than to take 10 or 15 of you all. Hallelujah. For hardly for wicked man will one die. Nobody gonna die for him. But y'all should die. We're wicked. We're alienated from him. Were we not? By the wicked works of someone else's mind or your mind? Your own mind. Rasha, your wicked works. I'm wicked and my people are wicked, is what Pharaoh said. He says this. The adulterous, he said, the children of the adulterous will not come to maturity. Brothers and sisters, you all may think that Pastor Roberts is ruthless, but I'm not a ruthless man. I'm not a tyrant. I deal with the reality and the state of things. I'm telling you. We go out here to California, New Orleans, these gangbangers. Their children, because they are the seed of adulterers, these inner cities. I'm telling you the truth. Their children are seed of adultery. Defiance of Yah. Defiant of one of the most beautiful acts there is, one of marriage. Marriage is one of the most honorable institutions that God's placed in. It is. It is honorable. And the bed is undefiled. So the bed doesn't produce anything that is defiled. It doesn't. That's just the truth. I've made my mistakes in the past. I say to my young brothers, I don't want Brother Pat to go through what I've gone through. I don't want Brother Randy. I want these young men. I want y'all to keep them. I don't want them to experience. I don't want Brother Nicholas, these young men. I don't want them. I don't want Brother Jason. I don't want them that way. I don't want to testify about it because it's foul. I don't want to talk about it. I don't have to tell you. That's why these whole houses, I'm going to testify. You know, I was in this and that. You said it one time. You said it 1,000. That's enough. I'm ashamed of it. So I don't want to repeat it. Hallelujah. I just want to keep them from going that way. I want to prevent you all from going that way. I want to stop you from falling into those traps. That's all. You may think the path of robbers is ruthless. No, I'm not ruthless. I'm against all hell. I'm against darkness. I'm against that. And I don't bend a break when it comes to that. Hallelujah. No, sir, no, ma'am. Not one bit. And you watch their children, their minds, you listen to these boys and they're gangbanging, their minds are so immature. I ain't talking about they're those that are 30, 35, and they're so juvenile. The children of adulterers, they never mature. I don't care what you say. That's why the enemy he massages the young women today to think that. I want to read a few articles. Let me read a little bit. I'm going to get out of here early tonight because I want to get a little rest, all right. I didn't think that the internet was up tonight because I knew that it was down. The files were being transferred, so I thought I was going to talk. Oh, wow, we got 11 people online. I was going to talk with a little leisure tonight. You understand? Just talk to you all, my friends here. So I wasn't going to even preach. That's why I was not even energetic today to even find anything. But y'all gave me a few scriptures before I came over. All right? And I believe that we must give an account for this. We must, brothers and sisters. America is going to pay. Let no one tell you it isn't. You better begin to lay up your desire and your tikvah on the kingdom. You understand? This is going to be dissolved. It's coming down. It's coming down. The children of the adulterers will never come to maturity, and the offspring of an unlawful union will perish. That's all we have today, unlawful unions. Babies out of wedlock. It's proliferating. Homes today, certain segments, 70% of the home, there's no husband there. Come on, that's that of Yah. That's why when a young woman is pure, you can give her to any man. Is that based upon some image of what a man is? You can say, this your husband. She would say, yes. You say to him, this your, he said, oh, yes. She's beautiful. To him, beauty is just pure. That's what beauty is. It's just pure. Do you all understand that? We begin to defile ourselves, and we defile ourselves. We're looking for something that fits the image of our vile imagination. That's what America has done to your sons and daughters. Your dad is your mom's. I wish my voice could get louder. Bring them up in the fear of Yah, and you teach them Torah. You show them that you love Torah, that this living power of Torah, Yahshua, is worth living for. You got to show them that. They must see the Torah example. They must see the power that in you. They must see that expression in your home. They must see the rejuvenation when you're down. As you are revived, you with your hands lifted, your cries, your tears, they got to see it. What they're saying, that there's a hellish, damnable, wicked, foul America. They're seeing the images when you take them to Walmart or Kmart. They're seeing these images. They're seeing these young folks. And sometimes they just stare and look at them. They don't know what they're seeing. And they're seeing all this. And it's an impression upon their minds. So you impress them in the home. You impress their mind. You shape their minds. You shape their thoughts. And you shape it by the power of Torah. Hallelujah. Let this damn wicked world tell you some kind of religious bondage. They're in bondage. Their children are immature. They are not mature. They sit there all day on the television and games and stupidity. It's not of Yah. And I don't apologize to no one here, and you that are listening, I don't apologize. I want Yah to raise up a man of strength. I don't care who he is. Well, I have people writing me, Pastor Robert, saying, no, it's not me. I know who I am. I'm all right with who I am. And don't you try to aspire to be nothing. Whatever Yah has for you, he'll bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't aspire to be nothing. Just be meek. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. And he calls you to go down to the dungeon of the prison, and that's his place for you, then bless him for that. Hallelujah. He says, even if they live long, they will be held of no account. And finally, their old age will be without honor. If they die young, they will have no hope and no consolation in the day of decision. For the end of the wicked generation, it is grievous. Are we living in grievous times? Do you not go out there and just sense the grievousness when you go out there, the heaviness? This is a wicked, this is a rasha. This is a wicked generation. Everything you do is grievous. You go in the store, you get so grieved, you're like, man, let me get out of this crazy place. They're twisted, they're nutty. You go in the store, they're like a bunch of orangutans, like beasts out of the jungle. And even act like beasts. Toda. Even orangutans and monkeys have some kind of social circle. They're unsociable beasts. That's what they are. And this is a wicked, this is a vile Rasha generation. That's what it is, the Rasha. Wicked generation. It's a grievous one. It's grievous. Because the enemy has manipulated the mind that was pure unto Yah. Because when the mind began to reason with flesh, you're going to sin. You're going to transgress Torah. You're going to allow your wicked imagination, the heart is deceitful above all things, and it is desperately wicked. You're going to allow those things to rise up against Yah, and you're going to stand down Yahweh. You reprove a wicked man. You reprove a wicked fool. You're going to get yourself a blot. You tell something that's a wicked, rasha fool, you're going to get a blot. And watch how they respond. Because they're stupid. You go ahead and tell this wicked generation, they will boom, boom, boom. I speak to the house of Israel. You're not going to get rich. Let me read this quickly. I can't see this well. It says, super rich population surge in 2006 survey. Brother Dale and I were talking about that yesterday. I was talking to Brother James today. I said, Brother Dale, you think if a man makes $1 million a year, I want to show you something. Just say these ball players that make $1 million a year. When their parents, their cousins, their kinsmen hear that, they wow! So if a ball player plays for this team there in Charlotte, for the team in Charlotte, he makes $1 million a year, okay. Right off the top, his agent gets $100,000. Boom. The taxes on that federal is going to be $345,000 minimum. Do you all hear me? The state of North Carolina is going to get $86,000, $85,000, close to $90,000. Do you hear me? At every state that he goes to play basketball in, he must pay the state taxes and the municipal taxes. So if he comes out of that with around $400,000, his kinfolk's going to hit him up for another $100,000. His mama wants $200,000 because she doesn't want the little $90,000 house. She wants a $500,000 house. You wonder why they're broke? This is a wicked government. It is vile. There's a sore evil in the land. Mainly the owners, the riches. They keep them back to their own hurt. And this government is wicked. America is wicked. She's a wicked Jezebel. I want you to hear this now. Benny Hinn tells you his God wants you to be rich, doesn't he? Now I want to show you. This is what they call the super rich. Listen to this. Brother Dell and I, we dialogue on this much yesterday. This is from Ryder, New York Ryder. It said the number of U.S. households with a net worth of more than $5 million, excluding their primary residence, surged 23% to surpass 1 million. Now there's, in America, only 1 million people that have more than $5 million. For the first time in 2006, according to a survey released on Tuesday. Listen to this now. Quote, the survey by Chicago-based Spectrum Group found that the number of U.S. households with more than $5 million rose from 930,000 in 2005. In 1996 now, 10 years ago, in 1996, there were only 250,000 U.S. households in the ultra-rich category, Spectrum said. Out of 300 million people, you only had around 250,000 people with $5 million or more. Now listen to this. McBrien said the surge in household growth is underpinned by economic growth in recent years, which has fueled both stock market gain and also market of private companies. She also ascribed gains to the rising real estate valuation and favorable tax policies to the super rich. The wealthiest households are the business owners. The people that own the ball teams, because they defer money, they have enough to eat at the fine eateries, and so they can defer hundreds of millions of dollars, or tens of millions of dollars. But a man just barely making it, he can't do that, said McBrien. She also said broader ownership of stocks has helped overall household wealth. The survey found that the U.S. households that are merely wealthy, defining as having assets of more than $500,000, excluding primary residence, rose 9% to 15.3 million in 2006 from the year before. The findings are based on U.S. census data of 2006 mail and online survey of 526 U.S. households, 3,000 telephone interviews through 2006. So the means of that, it is always accurate, brothers and sisters. Surveys, believe me, when they tell you that the voters are going to turn out and the Republicans were going to lose, they knew what they were saying. And it is just a fact. And so these line dogs tell you that this nation, she's a wicked nation. Any time a nation loves money, and America loves money, doesn't it? You teach your children to love it. We don't teach them to give to Yah. We don't teach them to put Yah first. We don't teach them to love Yah, do we? So the love of money is the root. It is where all evil springs forth from. So it teaches this nation that. They raises up these vile, ignorant men and women. The only thing they have to sell is shaking their booties. The only thing they have is shaking their butts. The titties hanging out like a dog on the street, like a dog over there just giving birth to a litter 15. Titties drooping out. That's what happened to those old dogs when they get a little older. They have two or three litters, though the teeth start drooping. Same thing with the cows in the field. So the only thing they got to sell is the titties out at this vile, evil world. It loves it. It loves it. That's what they buy. They can't sing because doing that is not even singing. Say yo, say yo, say yo, say yo. She packing the nine. She walking down the streets. She's calling out my name. She's saying, Dave, let's roll, let's bake, let's do the thing, man. That's not, it's nothing to that. But this wicked nation, that's what it sells. It is not just something that they're selling. It is the power that draws in this adulterous generation. You adulterous and you adulteress. No one is going to be excluded. And when a man or when a nation is an adulteress or an adulteress, it is an unfaithful nation to any cause. And this nation is unfaithful. This is an unfaithful nation to anything that is sadiq, anything that is pure. It despises it. It gets angry at any form of instructions that challenge their wayward, wicked ways. It gets upset with that. You look at Mr. Bush sometimes, he looks like this little retarded, wicked thing, twisted little booger eater what he is. Look like some gremlin or something. He's an arrogant little boastful thing. It's amazing the pressure they're putting on the folks so that they're torn the nation to hell and tell them to keep the Iranians out, the Shiites. And we can't even keep the Mexicans out of this nation. They, you know, that's a hypocrite. Compel them that do not even have the military might, military power. They destroy their military. They destroy the Ba'ath Party. Just say, you're not going to have it. Mr. Romney Field. They destroy the nation. And if you think that what they've sown that's not coming on this nation, you are deceived. And these are microcosm what we saw happen there in Virginia. That's what it was. Man goes in, boom, 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 boom. He had no affectional feeling toward that. I saw a little clip. I will be honest. I saw a little clip one day. And it showed that these soldiers, and I'm telling you the truth and I'm not lying. I saw it was about 5 minutes. I said, what? How repulsive that is. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. And these Iraqis, they were on this wall and they were just firing these weapons. And the people driving by. And they would jump out of their cars running. I mean, just innocent bystanders. And they were, that's how they, I said, my, what a damnable, twisted, adulterous mind. And you can see him dropping those folks down. I got that mother. Look at that son of a, look at him here. You damn dogs. This is a wicked, wicked nation. And then when they get off, they go play the video games. It's about a, you know what? The matter of fact, I said, I want to get Brother Allen to get that. And so I want you all to see that. The people, their cars, they shooting the tires. And the people getting out trying to run with their children. You can literally see it. And these dogs are, cutting them down, killing the folks, just killing them. That's the truth. That's the truth. Just shooting them dead. I said, what wicked dogs, what wicked dogs. What wickedness. What wickedness. This nation's going to pay. We went to Vietnam because of greed, to show our strength. 55,000 young men died for these rich, filthy, arrogant, beastly dogs. That's what they did. They dropped that napalm in Vietnam. I will tell you, brother, what they're using now in Iraq. It is called MK-77. You must understand what napalm is. And if Evangel Holm was alive, he would tell us. They went in that country and they totally defoliated the country. They dropped chemicals that, and everything died. Trees, plants. What kind of mind is that? And when they dropped those napalm bombs, brothers and sisters, I know what I'm saying. I'm not just talking. It burns, it sets you on fire from the inside out. The clothes don't even burn. I've seen bodies that this napalm, this NK-77, that the people look charred and their clothes are still on their body. The clothes are not even touched. The clothes are still intact and they look charred. It burns you from the inside. If that is not sadistic and wicked. You see, the enemy always try to emulate Yah. But Yah is going to send down a fire. He is a consuming fire. He's going to send the fire on the wicked. It's coming. We need Yah. His men need to be strong. With the fear of Yahweh. And do not fear what man will do or say unto him. It must be that. It has to be that. If we don't have that, then woe unto us. Look what Shaul says. Hear this. Just hear it. He says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old wicked man with the wicked deeds. He said, don't lie to each other. You don't lie now, do you? Now, what a lie is one that purposely, methodically, and meditate upon something that is of a erroneous falsehood, know that they're deceived, and they speak it without any fear. That's a liar. He said, don't lie one to another. You put off the old man which is with his wicked deeds. You put that old man on, he said, and have put on the new man which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. So this image that we should walk in is the image of Yahshua HaMashiach. That old man was wicked, was it not? So you put that old man off. You must take that old man off. The attitude, everything must change. America, you tell me she's gotten better, she's gotten worse. This is not a pleasant nation to live in. It's not a pleasant nation to bring your sons and daughters up in. I'm telling you, parents, you can't give them over to this wicked world. You cannot. You think that young man that did that other day, now he was going to be what they call one of the leaders. Can you imagine the school teachers are being educated in these environments? If I had time, I would read this. It's called The Dark Side of Hooking Up. And the college gas, that's all they're doing now, that they're perverts today.